BBC News with Julie Candler. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has made an emotional plea for support in his country's fight against pro-Russian rebels. Brandishing what he said were the passports of captured Russian soldiers, Mr. Poroshenko told world leaders at a conference in Munich that Ukraine needed help to confront Russian aggression.
I take with me the passport and military ID of Russian soldiers, Russian officers, who were come to us. This is the best evidence for the aggression and for the presence of Russian troops, killing my soldiers and killing Ukrainian civilians. Dozens, hundreds, thousands.
Earlier, the American Vice President Joe Biden said the United States was committed to helping Ukraine defend itself if the latest peace initiative failed. But Chancellor Merkel of Germany warned against arming Ukraine. Ukraine says its forces have come under intensified shelling from pro-Russia separatists across the conflict zone. Defense officials in Kiev say the rebels have massed more tanks, armored personnel carriers, and multiple rocket launchers to renew their attacks on two key government-held towns, the railway hub of Debaltseve and the coastal city of Mariupol, which controls access to the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula. A BBC correspondent in rebel-held Donetsk says the streets are largely deserted, with many residents sheltering in basements. Thousands of Yemenis have been protesting in several cities in the center of the country against the political takeover by Houthi rebels. They denounced the Houthis' declaration on Friday of a new power framework in Yemen as a coup and demanded they withdraw their fighters from major cities. Houthi gunmen fired into the air to disperse protesters in the capital Sana'a. Earlier, a bomb exploded outside the presidential palace, which the rebels now control. The United Arab Emirates says it's sending a squadron of F-16 aircraft to Jordan to support the kingdom's forces in an intense program of airstrikes against Islamic State militants as part of the US-led coalition. From Dubai, here's Mark Little.
Pressure has been mounting on the UAE to respond to claims made by American officials that safety concerns had led to it pulling out of coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State 2 months ago. The alleged pullout was said to have taken place after Jordanian pilot Moaz al-Kasasbe was captured in Syria in December after his jet crashed during a bombing mission. The recent confirmation of the Jordanian flight lieutenant's death, burnt alive in a cage by his captors, has, however, prompted Jordan and its allies to intensify its efforts. The announcement is intended to dispel rumors of a split in moderate Sunni Arab support for airstrikes on those parts of Syria and Iraq now under the control of the Sunni extremists, IS.
World News from the BBC. The Brazilian government says there's been a 50% increase in the number of cases of dengue fever this year. Health officials say the rise is due to the country's prolonged drought in the heavily populated southern state. They say people were storing water inadequately in open containers, allowing mosquitoes to breed. The governor of the Mexican state of Veracruz has said that high levels of violence have nothing to do with the cancellation of a popular international literary festival in the capital, Jalapa. On Friday, organizers of the UK Hay Festival, who promote literary meets in cities around the world, decided to pull out of this year's gathering in Jalapa and host an online conference instead. Security has been tightened in a number of Nigerian cities ahead of an announcement by the Electoral Commission on whether to postpone next Saturday's general election. Security officials have said they won't be able to guarantee public safety if the poll goes ahead as planned because of the threat posed by Boko Haram Islamists. Chekwas Okori, an opposition presidential candidate, accused the governing party of interference.
Our supporters will lose confidence in the process because definitely they will believe that a scheme is as a result of the pressure that has come from a party that is scared of defeat. And so if that party has its way to shift the goalpost towards the end of the match, then the party will have its way in manipulating the results.
The South African author Andre Brink, who was a prominent critic of apartheid, has died aged 79. Andre Brink was a white South African who wrote in Afrikaans and English. Some of his novels were banned for challenging the apartheid system. In his later work, he was deeply critical of the African National Congress after South Africa became a democracy. His most famous books include A Dry White Season and Looking on Darkness. BBC News.